Hello, Spotlight friends. Welcome to another episode of Ave Spotlight. I am so excited to be here with my friend, Amy Catapan, and we are talking all about own saint squads. And this is a part of our series, Igniting Faith in the Heart of Teens. I'm so happy to have Amy here to share her wisdom. And Amy, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me on, Chanel. I'm so excited to be here with you.
Oh my gosh. Yes. So Amy, for everyone listening, would you mind just sharing a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Well, I'm a middle school English teacher. That's my day job. And I'm also an author and a speaker and a retreat leader. And I live in the Chicago area. I have four brothers and 13 nieces and nephews. So there are a lot of young people in my life. I really just spent my career working with young people. I started as a high school teacher and I've been teaching middle school now for over 25 years.
Oh my gosh. Okay. And so in the mix of all of that, when do you sleep? How about that?
Yeah, that is the tough part sometimes is finding the time to sleep. Yes.
You know, like I do this and this and I sleep, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe sometime. Well, thank you so much for giving us your time. We're so happy to have you on. And I'm really excited to talk with you just about having a saint squad and what that means. And I have friends now as an adult, which they've been awesome, that have encouraged me to look more into the saints and their stories. And it's been such a blessing in my own life. And there are some saints that I wish that I knew when I was young, which I would love to know who those are for you as well. But firstly, what impact have the saints had in your own life? And what kind of inspired you to say, like, okay, these are people that I think I would like to cover myself and my own family and people that I love?
Yeah, well, I've kind of had two saint squads that I can think of in my life. And it started when I went to study for my doctorate in Italy. So I very wisely chose a university that had a Rome campus so I could make use of it
for some of my
electives. Yes, I highly recommend. I went to Loyola Chicago and they actually have their own campus there. And so I was able to go for like these 2-week classes over the course of a few different summers. And going around Rome and visiting the churches there, I was just seeing some certain saints popping up over and over again, like St. Catherine of Siena, her body's in one of the churches there. There are statues to St. Catherine of Siena around the city. I love the beautiful St. Cecilia Church. That was my mom's favorite saint. And oh gosh, St. Rita of Kasha. I took a little pilgrimage out to Kasha one time and got to know her. And then, of course, you've got St. Francis Xavier Cabrini, who's from Italy. And these were all saints that I just thought, like, I want to have these, like, as my little Italian sister squad, because I have four brothers, no sisters, and I really wanted some sisters. And in these Italian women saints, I found people I had some kinship with, right? My mom and I both are singers, and my affinity for writing, I think I connected with St. Catherine of Siena a bit. And so I kind of put together this little squad. I thought of them as my Italian sister saints. And whenever I thought I needed a little extra girl power, I would just kind of go through a little litany with them, you know, and ask St. Catherine of Siena, please pray for me. St. Cecilia, please pray for me. And I would go through them and just felt like I had this little girl power around me. So that was sort of my first saint squad. And then my second saint squad came about after I wrote my first book for teachers, which is called Sweet Jesus, Is It June Yet? And that's a book all about combating teacher burnout.
Fair.
Yeah, very fair. You spent some time as a teacher, you understand. All the teachers understand that title. Other people kind of cock their head and go, what? What is the title? And I'm like, you're a teacher, you're going to get it.
You get it.
But that all looked at Jesus as a rabbi, as a teacher, and what could we learn from him? And after that book came out from Ave Maria Press, I thought, okay, Lord, this was good, but we're coming out of a pandemic and it's still hard. And the kids are struggling. You know, I see how much the students have been struggling getting back into school and the screen addiction and the polarization in our society. It's hard for the kids. It's hard for the teachers. So I kind of just prayed for something more. I was like, Lord, what else you got for me? Like studying Jesus was great. And, you know, our God is good. He started putting books about saints in my way, just started popping up in my life. So I thought, well, there must be something here, right? When something comes up repeatedly in your life, you should probably pay attention to it.
Yeah.
So I started reading through some of these books on saints, and I found a whole bunch of them are related to education. Were former teachers, people I didn't even know, like St. Augustine of Hippo was a rhetoric teacher. Like, I didn't know that about him until I started studying his life. You know, St. Francis Xavier Cabrini, a lot of people think of her, especially with the movie out now, is like starting orphanages. She started as a public school teacher in Italy before she was opening schools and hospitals and orphanages all around the world. So I decided, well, I'm going to see what I can learn from these saints. And they have been so good for me as being like mentors, right? Because from so many of them, I could find these little lessons. And I ask for their intercession every day before school starts. I might be going around my classroom and straightening up my desk or getting papers put out. And I'm thinking, okay, what saints do I want to call on today? Whose help do I need for today's lesson? And it's just comforting to know I'm not in that classroom alone, that I've got a squad that's like cheering me on. You know, we all kind of need that little cheer squad behind us.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Absolutely. And truly, you know, and sincerely, I really wish, especially when I was a teacher, you know, that I would have had that same knowledge of calling on all of those holy men and women that could have really carried me through that, because that is a tough vocation. So for sure. So thank you for recognizing all of those holy men and women. I didn't even know some of the examples that you shared. So I think that's amazing. In this series, we, you know, talk a lot about young people and how we can ignite faith in their own lives, right? And for many of them, our perspective is that the faith is not really engaging enough, right? We want to really get in there. We want to beat a lot of the other things that are getting their attention. And so for this particular topic of, you know, having saints that surround us, I know there's lots of younger saints or there's lots of older saints that might have experience, but there's lots of young people that just don't know about them at all. Mm-hmm. So what would you say to someone that's trying to say, okay, how do I share the lives of saints with the young people in my life? And how do I make it something that they are interested in? If they're not just interested in it naturally, what would you say to someone that's interested in that way?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought this up, because when I was young, when I was being confirmed, even though I went to a Catholic school, I don't feel like I got a really good introduction to the saints. And my mom was the director of religious ed at the time I was attending the Catholic school. And she was like, well, you know, the bishops are saying right now you should be confirmed with the same name that you were baptized with. Well, I was baptized Amy. So I ended up being confirmed Amy, and there's no Saint Amy. Like, right? Like, what was that? Right. So I don't even remember if I did a report on a saint or not. I have a vague memory of maybe doing Saint Anne, because somebody was like, well, maybe Amy comes from
it's
Anne.
Like close.
Close.
Trying to be helpful. Yeah.
Right. And I wish, you know, there was more. So one of my nieces is at that age now where she's going to be confirmed next year. And so she's starting to get ready to think about picking a confirmation name and a confirmation saint. And so my brother said, well, what do you recommend? You know, Aunt Amy, come on in. What do you think? And I said, well, you know what? There are actually a lot of beautiful books on saints that are really designed for young people. I mean, Ave Maria Press has a ton of great books on saints. Like Maria Johnson has some great ones. Meg Hunter Kilmer has some great ones. I'm looking at the stack next to me right here, because I used a lot of these for the research for my own books. But there's also great ones for young people. In fact, Meg Hunter Kilmer has one. There's the new Princesses of Heaven one. And some of them are so beautifully illustrated. The Pauline sisters have a few that I would, you know, look into some of these books that have short biographies and beautiful illustrations, right? Because kids are going to be attracted to that, even at the middle school age, right? I'm a middle school teacher. The kids are like, are there pictures? You know, what can I look at, right?
Yeah.
There's also graphic novels out there. Mm. Pauline Media has a number of graphic novels on the Saint. In fact, I might even have some on the bookcases back here behind me, but there's a lot of ways to bring in some great literature. I would also say, you know, pay attention to the media that's out there. One of my friends, he's an actor here in the Chicago area, and he plays Lazarus on the TV show The Chosen. Oh, wow. And he is part of a Saints podcast that's on Relevant Radio. And they do it in the style of a radio play. So it's not like just like this boring, like adult, let me read the biography to you. It's a radio play with sound effects in the background and different actors playing different parts. So he has been helping to direct this for Relevant Radio, and they'll take like a week on a saint. So it'll be like 5 episodes. And I think because of the radio play style that they do, that could be a way to really get kids, you know, learning about different saints and hearing them. Might be a fun thing to put on in the car, right? Mm-hmm. On the way to school or something. And then I would also just encourage people to pay attention to the saints that like pop up in their lives, right? For example, there have been times where I've just noticed Padre Pio coming up again and again. Padre Pio prayer book shows up in the mail because I donated somewhere and they sent one to me, right? Or I'm visiting a friend's church and there's a big Padre Pio picture and he seems to be looking at me and I'm like, okay, what's going on there, Padre Pio? You know? They just pop up. And there's so many engaging things that like in my own life, I've started to collect lots of little saint things. Like I have portraits of the saints. I made a little like 3x3, you know, 9 saint portraits hanging by my door that greet me when I come in. So I got a little saint squad by the door too. I've got stickers of saints I have on my day planner. You know, I'm thinking like you can put them on your water bottles. I think there's lots of ways to get kids thinking about the saints. And just like the everyday things that they're using too.
I absolutely love that. And I love your examples you've shared because I think it's important to emphasize that the saints themselves are engaging and that there are mediums that are already being used that will make them even more. I think that sometimes, especially as an adult, right, that's trying to, you know, really spark faith in a young person, we get nervous that what we're offering is just not exciting enough, right? And if I'm talking about this holy person that gave up their life for God in some capacity, it's just not really like super, you know, it won't keep them going.
Yeah.
That kind of makes us want to stop and not even share. And so I love your examples of being like, well, you know, there are just sharing them themselves is something that where young people will be like, oh, that's really interesting. And just even giving a young person that chance is so intriguing. And I would love to know for you, especially as a teacher, you know, in a few of our episodes, we've spoken specifically to people that, you know, walk with young people, whether as youth leaders, teachers, et cetera. And what has been a saint that's kind of transformed your life as a person that accompanies young people?
So there's so many.
choose like, one. Oh. Yeah, I was like, choose one or six from your...
Where do I go with? Well, I've already talked a bit about Mother Cabrini and Catherine of Siena. So let's talk about Servant of God, Sister Thea Bowman.
Mm.
Boy, has it been a joy getting to know about her the last few years. Because I kind of just knew, oh, okay, yeah, she's that sister who gave that speech to the U.S. Mm-hmm. Catholic bishops in 1989 that every once in a while somebody references or plays a clip from. And, you know, that was great. If people haven't seen it, I would totally recommend you go look it up on YouTube. But when I started digging into her life, again, I did not realize how involved she was in education until I started researching her. That she taught at the elementary level, she taught at the high school level, she taught at the college level, that she had her bachelor's, her master's, and her doctorate in English.
Oh, wow.
That she loved to sing. And like I mentioned before, I love to sing in my church choir too. And I just started feeling such a kinship with her. She had breast cancer. My mom had breast cancer. But what I love about her and what I pray when I like ask for her intercession, this is what I pray for, that I can have the same joy that she had, right? She was filled with such a sense of joy and had such a charm about her that she could win over even the naysayers, right? And I just think, wow, in a time when people can be so divisive and so quick to point a finger and judge other people, to be able to keep a sense of joy when facing adversity, because she did. She faced racism, right? She was the first Black woman to try to enter the Sisters of, I believe it's the Sisters of Perpetual Adoration was the one that she entered. And that caused a little stir up in La Crosse, Wisconsin, right? But eventually they realized what a treasure they had on their hands and that she would make a great teacher. So then they trained her to teach and they sent her to teach at a local school. And once again, she faced some racism, right? And she had to win people over again. And I just think what an inspiration that she kept going despite all the adversity that she had. And I pray for just like, just a bit more of her joy in my life, because teaching can be such a hard job and our society can beat us down so fast in so many ways. I really admire her.
Absolutely. And that's, thank you for sharing. I love her. And there are so many things that, you know, I learn even from just what you've shared. There's so many things to learn day to day about these people that you think that you know really well. That can just support you in what you're doing and just really help encourage you. And I would, you know, also love to know from you. We love to ask in each of our episodes, what is something that gives you hope and what is something that has given you hope? So something that you're looking forward to and something maybe that, you know, has happened that has given you hope. And so it could be either one of those, but I'd love to point it a little bit more to you, to what is your hope for our young people? You're like in the trenches with them every day. You know, you're seeing them just be excited about general life, be excited about their faith, be excited about whatever, the young people in your own life, and you're really in the thick of it. And so what are your hopes for them? And what do you kind of hope for our young people to have experientially with their faith? And what are you looking forward to?
Oh, I'm glad you brought up hope. That's a really important thing in my life. In fact, when I started writing, I was writing books for kids. And I wrote a young adult novel called Angelhood and a middle grade mystery called Seven Riddles to Nowhere. And my tagline was stories with heart and hope, because I know how hard it can be as a young person. I dealt with sometimes it might have qualified as mild depression in my teen years. To me, it's so important that these young people have hope and they know they're not alone. In fact, that was on the cover of Angelhood, is that you are not alone. And so I hope, one of the reasons why I hope that young people get to know the saints is that it will, again, give them that feeling that they have that cheer squad behind them, that there are friends in heaven who want them to succeed, who want them to live in joy and in faith. The kind of everlasting joy, not the passing joy, not the little fleeting happiness that comes with how many likes you got on social media or who's saying what about you, but that joy that's deep in your heart and that hope that the best is yet to come. Our hope is in Christ. Our hope is in joining the communion of saints one day, right? That's the goal. You know, I see a lot of young people who are so interested in the now, and it's understandable, right? When we're young, we can't think that far ahead, right?
Absolutely.
We're thinking about what's happening, what's the grade I'm getting on this test now, you know, what, you know, who likes me, who doesn't like me now. It's all about the friendships. And then as you get older, the dating and all of that. And, you know, I hope they start seeing that there's a much bigger prize at the end of this. And that's eternity with love, right? With the love himself, with our Lord Jesus. That's the prize at the end, right? That's what we have hope in. And all of these saints who've already made it there ahead of us, they're just cheering us on to get there. And I hope young people feel like they have that support and that, you know, I'm praying for them. Man, I pray for my students every morning when I wake up. The past ones, the present ones, and the future ones. Like, if you have been a student of mine, if you're gonna be a student of mine, you have been prayed for, because I know how hard it is to be a young person growing up. You know, we all do. We know how challenging that whole growing up time is. So I hope that they feel like they have people on their side who are here to help them, their parents, their teachers, their coaches, and then they've got friends in heaven to help them too.
Wow, Amy, I mean, you really said a word right then. And I am taken aback. So thank you for sharing. And obviously your passion for young people accompanying them is very evident. Thanks for all of your hard work in that. Where can we find more about what you're doing and kind of follow along with the things that you're writing and kind of putting out there?
Yeah. So my website is ajcatapan.com. Cause like I said, when I started writing, I was writing for young people. So I wanted to be like all the cool children's authors who use their initials. So I was AJ Catapan, right? And, you know, C.S. Lewis, J.K. Rowling, L.M. Montgomery. I wanted to be like all of them. So I use my initials. So everywhere on social media, Instagram's my favorite place to hang out, but it's AJ Catapan for all of those things. The website is ajcatapan.com. And yeah, I would love for people to come on by, especially if there's any youth ministers or parish leaders, school leaders who'd like to have me come speak at like an in-service day or a leader retreat. I'm always happy to do so if I can fit it into my schedule with my own teaching that I'm still doing.
Perfect. Oh my gosh. Well, we will put all of that in our show notes so people can check that out. But Amy, thank you so much for being with us. You are, you know, truly such a light, and it's been such an awesome experience chatting with you. Thank you for sharing.
Oh, thank you for having me on, Chanel. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you guys so much for listening, and thank you to Amy for being our guest. I hope that this conversation inspired you to think about who your Saint Squad is. Who are the holy men and women that you call on to express your frustrations, ask to pray for you, and express your joys? I hope that this was helpful. Please pray for me. I'll be praying for you. All holy men and women, pray for us. God bless.